clearly, Roger. It's vague. I didn't come onto the scene until a few years later.
Oh, that's right. That's right. You're only in your late 20s or somewhere in there?
31.
31?
Yeah, and growing old.
Well, you are. But I'll tell you what. You're going to age gracefully when you've got Oldsmobiles to sell.
You betcha, Roger.
Say, you got that big clearance sale going on now.
We do, Roger, and we mentioned on Tuesday about that Sierra, that 1984 for $9,888, and we did sell more of them from our radio ad, and we've got more to sell.
Now, give me that price one more time. Let us lay it out there loud and clear there, Dave.
$9,888, Roger.
And that's got the air conditioning, the whole thing.
You betcha.
And it's the Sierra with the front-wheel drive, and everybody knows that's fantastic for winter because I made it into town in that famous storm in my Sierra.
Well, there's a rumor, Roger, and I don't know if you started or if it was Bill Farmer or who, but we're going to get a bid on some school buses by Sierra.
Front-wheel drive school buses, Sierra school buses.
For the small town.
Yes. Okay, we'll send everybody out there.
You betcha.
Okay, Dave. Dave Ogstead, Klein Olds, and you know, they're just a real short drive there from the Minnesota State Fair. Right nearby, Freeway 35W North and County Road C in the Twin Cities. Also see the Oldsmobiles on display at the fair. It is 13 minutes past 6. Our CCO temperature is 55. The wind is southwest at 3 miles an hour. This is August the 30th, 1984. On this day, the B&O Railroad used its first steam engine in the year 1830.
What did they use before that? Electric, I suppose.
No, they used wood burning.
Well, what do you think they made? That was a steam engine.
Oh, that's right.
Come on.
What did they use before that?
Well, they didn't have a railroad before that.
Oh.
I mean, they just sat there on the tracks waiting for a steam engine. 132 cars.
Yeah. I once owned a sheriff, B&O.
You did?
I lost it when I landed on Boardwalk.
Traded it in for an apartment, I suppose.
So didn't they have any railroads before steam then?
Well, no.
They had
wagon trains.
They had streetcars pulled by horses.
Well, yes, but they didn't have trains pulled by horses,
oh.
You idiot.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Not a bad idea, though.
Why didn't they think of that?
Iron rails with horses pulling them.
14 past 6, CCO temperature is 55.
Another great invention.
Yes.
150 years late. Doggone it.
Daggone.
You were talking about nicknames. We had great nicknames in our hometown.
Yes, between 5 and 6, a guy stopped at the fair and he said, get into this nicknames thing. And he's telling me about some of the great ones they had out there, like the guy who had a team of horses and one died and never bought another one. He became known as One Horse Johnson from then on. You had a great nickname.
Oh,
there,
sure. Messy Nolan and Flywheel Wolf. And
now, well, I'd like to know how they got those nicknames. Flywheel Wolf.
Flywheel Wolf. I don't know. I think it had to do with the mechanic's ability that he had.
Oh, yeah.
Actually, I ended up selling insurance, but in my wife's hometown of Hallock, Minnesota, they call the dry cleaner Shrinker Ed, which I think is just great. And when the Undertaker shows up, they say, look alive, here comes Johnson.
Gang, when you get guaranteed high interest on a TCF 2.5 to 10-year savings certificate, as well as a choice of maturity date for any month, from 30 to 120 months, now that is a good deal. And when you can also get free brand name gifts just for investing $2,500 or more in one of these TCF certificates, now that is a humongous deal. Right, right. Invest $2,500 or more, you can be the proud recipient of a free gift. Like what? Like a pair of Nikon binoculars, RCA color TV, how does that grab you? A Panasonic stereo cassette recorder, 26 brand name gifts in all. And best of all, that generous interest is not reduced to compensate for the free gift. This is Canon, and I think it's a real deal, and I want you to take advantage of it. At any TCF office statewide, substantial penalty for early withdrawal. As a public service, WCCO Radio has two cash machines in its state fair booth. Cash machine card holders could win $10 when they use them, and non-card holders could win $10 just for getting a demonstration.
It is 16 minutes past 6, CCO temperature 55, the wind southwest 3. High today, well, we'll find out in the weather here in just a moment. I want to remind you that during this hour, we have a prize package valued at,
I'm guessing, $100.
$150.
Great.
$150. As a matter of fact, it's going to be a pair of tires, B. beautiful tires for your automobile car.
Good time of the year to be thinking about tires, too.
Betcha.
I wonder if there's snow treads.
Well, I suppose you could maybe... I said it's up to you what you want, I guess.
Maybe so.
Mm-hmm. The new front-wheel drives, you almost don't need snow treads anymore. Although, you put some snow tires on front-wheel, then you'd really have something, wouldn't you?
Yeah, that's true. Then you'd have to drive in reverse, of course.
Yeah, of course.
No, you don't.
That's the guy who rented the car, and he drove it in reverse so they didn't get any mileage on it?
Yeah. We had a lady call in just a moment ago and says she was almost grateful the Twins lost because she wouldn't have to listen to another sports report like I gave yesterday. Hey, come on in here, Bill Edison, meteorologist.
Sure. Easy for you to say.
Sure.
Well, we had some high pressure pushing overnight. It gave us a nice starry night after a few clouds left. High pressure pushed in from the west and is moving across Minnesota rather slowly. Under the clear skies, the temperatures are in the 50s over just about all of the entire five-state region right now, although there are some 40s up in the Arrowhead. If you don't like today, you're a very difficult person to please. It is going to be a mostly sunny day over the entire five-state region. It is going to be rather windy from North Dakota across Minnesota and Wisconsin. The strongest winds will be up in northwestern Minnesota. In the open areas, the winds will be 20 to 35 miles per hour this afternoon. In southern Minnesota, 10 to 25 miles per hour. Highs will be in the 60s way up north, with 70s over most of Minnesota and Wisconsin. The winds will drop off rather quickly this evening. Should be just a beautiful evening and sunset. The temperatures will drop down into the 50s tonight as well, with some 40s up to the north. Tomorrow will be mostly sunny, a few degrees warmer than today, and less breezy. By Saturday, we have a chance of a few widely scattered showers or thunderstorms developing, although that may not happen till Saturday night. Twin Cities forecast clear to partly cloudy right through tomorrow. Highs today and tomorrow in the upper 70s, low tonight about 53. Winds from the west to northwest increasing to 10 to 25 miles per hour by this afternoon, light and variable tonight. In Little Falls, it's clear in 52, Hastings clear 55, Watertown, South Dakota, clear in 45. Twin Cities, clear skies, wind southwest at 1, 2, 3 miles per hour. Dew point 47, humidity is 74%. Barometer rising from 29.98, and it's 55.
NSP presents Energy Saving Through the Ages. The dawn of humankind. The cave dwellers discover the first practical energy source, fire. Then they discover the basic problem of trying to save it. Today, the science of saving energy is a bit more exact. But a lot of you aren't sure how to go about it. That's understandable. You have a lot of options. Well, NSP has a suggestion. Save energy by the book. With the free book from NSP, get control of your energy bills before the weather does. 32 pages of helpful, practical information on insulation, energy-efficient air conditioning and furnaces, and lots of ways to save energy without spending lots of money. Order your free copy now and get control of your energy bills before the weather does. Look for details with this month's NSP bill.
Roger Erickson here for Nokomis Square, and I want to remind you that if you have parents over 62 years of age who would enjoy this Nokomis Square lifestyle, there's a new program that should be of interest to you. It allows you to own the cooperative jointly with your parents. They live there, yet you get the tax advantages. Come to Nokomis Square, and one of the salespeople will be glad to explain the program and its advantages to you. As a matter of fact, they invite you to stop out now. The building is just about completed. They're at 50th Street and 35th Avenue South in Minneapolis. 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes. And this is a cooperative plan. That's something very special with tax advantages and many other advantages you should find out about. So stop out. They're open Monday through Friday now till 8 in the evening. I think beginning at 10 to 8, Nokomis Square. It's 21 past 6. CCO temperature 55. Rod Erickson with Bill Farmer and all the morning crew on WCCO radio.
You know, something else that you don't see anymore, in our hometown, Atchison, Kansas, we had bums in residence, you know. There were hobos who never went anywhere. They just stayed in Atchison all the time. You knew their names and, you know, they shopped with their local merchants, if you know what I mean. There was Jiggs Walker and the Hustler, Elmer Jett. All these people were part of our community.
The Walker?
Jiggs Walker.
Oh, Jiggs Walker.
He served with honor during World War II. They had the biggest funeral the city has ever had when Jiggs passed away.
Is that right?
Mayor spoke and everything. Yeah. Oh, yeah. It was quite a time.
Yeah.
But Jiggs Walker was a guy, his tar paper shack burned down and the hustler was caught in it and the bottom of his feet got injured so that he couldn't go to the liquor store, you know. And he couldn't trust Jiggs Walker to make the trip for him because he knew he wouldn't come back. So Jiggs had to find a wheelbarrow every morning and take the hustler in the wheelbarrow to the liquor store so he could make his purchase.
You're not kidding me now.
True at 14th and Main. It was a ritual until his feet got better.
So this guy would push the other one?
Push the other guy in a wheelbarrow. It was their transportation. And Rum Collins ran the liquor store.
Rum Collins?
Yeah, and Rum would come out and do the business at the curb, and off they'd haul with the two of them.
22 past 6, it's 55 degrees. Mr. Christensen is here with sports.
In the American League, Canboyd Boyd shut out the Twins last night 4-0, a two-hitter. One of those hits was a high pop fly that was lost in the lights and dropped in safely. Can was mentally ready for this game.
Got to get the 500, and to get the 500 for me, I had to call on my best stuff, and tonight I just really had a good idea of what I wanted to do with every pitch tonight and every hitter, and I went out tonight, and as I quoted earlier, one pitch at a time, one hitter at a time, and that way you'll be successful, and you can see your mistakes, and you know what you're doing when you're pitching like that.
John Butcher was the loser in the final and deciding game of the three-game series. Final game of this homestand, too, is tonight, 7:15, airtime on CCO. Kansas City beat Texas 4-1. California defeated Baltimore 7-5. So the Twins now lead Kansas City by 3, California by 4. Other games in the American League, New York 4, Oakland 1, Seattle 5, Detroit 1, Cleveland 5, Milwaukee 2, Chicago 8, Toronto 5. In the National League, San Diego 2, the Phillies nothing, New York 3, Los Angeles 2, Pittsburgh 4, Houston 2, San Francisco 4-3 over Montreal in 11 innings, Chicago 7, Cincinnati 2, and St. Louis 10, Atlanta 6. In the North American Soccer League, the Cosmos 2, Vancouver 1, San Diego blank Chicago 4-0. Tampa Bay edged Golden Bay 5-4. Twins have come up with a left-handed hitter and a left-handed pitcher, the ones Billy Gardner wanted. They got Seattle first baseman Pat Putnam in exchange for a minor leaguer to be named later, and they called up left-handed pitcher Kurt Wardle from Orlando. They sent down Mike Walters and Len Whitehouse to Toledo. The Vikings have picked up tight end Don Hasselbeck from the L.A. Raiders, and they've cut running back Maurice Turner and linebacker Reuben Vaughn. In addition, defensive end Randy Holloway is back with the team after being out because of personal reasons. Ray Christensen, CCO Sports.
The problem with some eyewear stores is
they make your glasses so fast you don't know for sure whether or not they got your prescription right.
That won't happen if you come to Benson Optical, because we take the time to make your glasses right.
Not too much time.
But just enough time. In fact, Benson Optical is as finicky with your glasses as your eye doctor is with your eyes. So when you come to Benson Optical, you don't have to worry about problems like
distortion.
See, Benson takes extra care in locating your glasses' optical center, you know, the part you see through, so you won't have distortions. Same thing with
ghost images.
Benson can eliminate the problem of ghost images with special coatings. In addition, Benson can help make
very thick lenses
much, much thinner.
Now, if you don't care about your glasses,
then ignore this commercial and go anywhere you like. Just cross your fingers and hope you luck out.
But if you want the best possible lenses, come to Benson Optical or your authorized professional distributor. Then you'll see better than this commercial sounds.
The morning crew on WCCO. It's 25 past 6. CCO temperature 55. Traffic check. Here's reporter Dean Spratt.
All right, we're doing pretty well so far this morning. We have no accidents or real problems. 494 south or 494 westbound at 100, a stalled one just due to a flat, and they should be getting that out of there within the next 20 or 30 minutes. It's off to the side and is really causing no problems. Good news, no work in that downtown Commons area of Minneapolis today. They finished up quite a chunk in there yesterday. They will probably be working tomorrow on the ramps to and from the U of M on I-94, but another project somewhere else today, and as a result of downtown Commons, should be looking good. Also, the work is done, 35W southbound, around Lake Street. There is going to be another patching operation that has to happen southbound 35W in the area of the downtown commons. That they will get to work on very likely over the weekend.
It's 26 minutes past 6. CCO temperature is 55.
Speaking of hobos and bums, there was another one I forgot in our town. The mysterious man we called the Saw Man, because he walked around town with saws hanging all over him. You know, like you saw lumber with. He had 8 or 10 saws. He wore overcoats in the wintertime, in the summertime, sweaters, everything.
Wait a minute.
And he rattled as he walked down the street.
He had several saws he carried on his person?
So they were tied on, hooked on, strapped on. He just rattled when he walked.
Was he a professional saw man? Did he, you know?
He was the saw man. That's all I know.
You don't know if he went out and sawed things?
A banker one time came to town from Kansas City. He says, "What's that man doing over there?" He said, "Well, I don't know. He's the saw man, you know." "Well, hasn't anybody asked?" And he said, "No." So he went over and he says, "Excuse me, sir, I couldn't help noticing. What are you doing with all those saws?" Said, "None of your dang business." And that was the last of that.
Ethan Allen is having a sizzling summer sale. Important savings on Ethan Allen furniture for living rooms, dining rooms, bedrooms. Occasional furniture, sleep sofas, recliners, carpets, wall coverings, accessories, and more. Authentic traditional designs. Famous Ethan Allen craftsmanship with unmatched quality and value. There's so much to see and choose from. Expert design help and delivery free. And be sure to ask for your idea-filled copy of the colorful Ethan Allen Treasury. This valuable 240-page decorating guide is yours free with no obligation. See tomorrow's heirlooms on sale today.
The Ethan Allen Summer Sale ends this week at the Cochrane House Ethan Allen Galleries in Minnetonka and Edina, and at Swenson's Ethan Allen Galleries in Maplewood and Mendota Heights.
It's 28 past 6, 55, that's 5 degrees, wind southwest 3, nice morning, high today and tomorrow near 80 with clear to partly cloudy skies. How about them apples? You can get them apples at the fair. They have the State Fair apple there now. It was so hot the other day, Chuck.
How hot was it?
I went out to the garden to gather some tomatoes.
Oh, yes?
They were stewed.
No kidding.
Yeah?
It's hot.
WCCO Radio News, Chuck Lilligren reporting. The loading of the Space Shuttle Discovery with 500,000 gallons of fuel started on schedule early today, and it's still all systems go for the shuttle's launch. This is the fourth time the shuttle has been poised for liftoff. Bob Moon reports.
Who says spaceflight is routine? The shuttle program made it look that way for a while, but then came a series of disappointments. The failure of 3 satellites to reach the proper orbit, and back-to-back last-minute postponements of Discovery's first flight in late June, followed by yesterday's launch delay. This morning, NASA's out to prove its ACE trucking company is back in business. Officials hope the successful deployment of 3 satellites during the upcoming mission will demonstrate the shuttle's reliability once again. Keeping the customer satisfied is especially important since the European Space Agency's Ariane rocket has already attracted some prospective shuttle customers. Bob Moon at the Kennedy Space Center.
Air officials are trying to figure out why a $200 million prototype of the B-1 bomber crashed yesterday in the Mojave Desert. 1 crew member was killed, 2 were injured in the accident yesterday. It was the first crash of a B-1. The newest prototype was due to be unveiled in a week. Firefighters in Montana have managed to slow the advance of the fires that have charred 150,000 acres of timber and rangeland. Lower temperatures and diminished winds are fueling hopes that the fire might be contained. Hundreds of people have been forced from their homes since the fire started on Sunday. Vice President Bush takes the Reagan administration's case before the Teamsters Union Executive Board today in Columbus, Ohio. The board is expected to decide on a possible endorsement of the presidential race. The Teamsters are one of the few labor unions to support Reagan in 1980, and the White House says it would welcome the endorsement again, but Reagan spokesman Larry Speaks says no deal has been made. I'll have more news in a minute.
It was years before weather radar, a time when you had to sense a storm coming. Sure enough, a bolt of lightning struck the Robinson's barn. In the morning, the barn stood smoldering in ashes. It was a time for rallying in the spirit that built Minnesota. Will Robinson's neighbors arrived by the dozen. They worked long and hard. And when the barn was completed, everyone celebrated with an old-fashioned barn raising. Neighbors helping neighbors. It has been the hometown spirit that built Minnesota. And for generations, your local independent bank has been an important part of your community. offering banking services that are responsive to hometown needs. You know us, we know you. We're neighbors you can bank on.
We all share the spirit. We have that much in common. You know us, we know you. We're neighbors you can bank on.
Your independent bankers of Minnesota.
Vice presidential candidate Geraldine Ferraro will be in Minnesota next month for a major fundraiser at the St. Paul Athletic Club. The September 19th event is expected to raise $200,000. St. Paul Mayor George Latimer and U.S. Senator Rudy Boschwitz lobbied in Washington, D.C. yesterday for $12 million in federal funds for the proposed World Trade Center in St. Paul. They met for 15 minutes with Housing and Urban Development Secretary Samuel Pierce. Latimer said HUD officials are very interested in the project, but made no promises. Latimer says without the grant, the $100 million project is in deep trouble. An 11-year-old boy testified yesterday in the sexual abuse trial of Robert and Lois Bentz of Jordan. The boy was the first of the alleged child victims to testify. He told the court that the Bentzes had touched him sexually and described sex games. Four reporters were in the courtroom during testimony. Other reporters listened in another room. Dakota County officials have proposed a $250,000 sex abuse treatment program. County Child Welfare Supervisor Greg Matheson says the program will offer counseling and treatment. He says the county needs the program to keep pace with a 300% increase in child sex abuse reports over last year. I'll have the weather in just a minute.
Get ready to take on the Midas Challenge. Midas challenges you to find a better price for a muffler. Midas challenges you to shop around and compare prices, then bring your written estimate to us. Because we'll match that price or beat it. That's the Midas Challenge, and you're guaranteed to come out ahead. Because when you come to Midas, you've come to the muffler experts. We've had 25 years' experience under the car. And we'll put that experience to work on your foreign or American car. Our muffler specialists are prompt, thorough, and fast. So it won't be long before you're on the road again. And you won't have just any muffler on your car. You'll have a muffler from Midas. So take up the challenge. Come to Midas today. You'll drive away with a muffler and a price nobody can challenge.
See your 17 Twin Cities Midas shops for expert brake service.